Yo, the podcast people, listen, one and only legend of winning, aka Lo. We back with another episode of the Peer to Peer Podcast. This time, we back on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I had to.
We gave him the audio exclusive last time.
Yeah, gave him the audio exclusive last time. But as y'all can clearly see, we got a special guest in the building, the one and only Dope. What's up, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to introduce myself. What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's the one and only Agent Zero. Because Lo refuses to do it when he does the intros, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if y'all want to see a video. You know, Apple Podcasts, people drop a 5-star. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, what's good with y'all? Lo, you should have done that. I'm disappointed in you. Your podcast etiquette is weak.
Stop acting like you don't keep forgetting about my people, though. That ass.
Who, the Ox guys?
No, they don't exist.
No,
you know the set.
What?
The gang.
Those are your people. You would have remembered though.
Big facts. But yeah, we got the AMP boys in here tonight. You know what I'm saying? AMP boys in here tonight. One and only Duke. Hey, congratulations, bro, on the success,
bro.
Congratulations on the success. Damn. Yes, sir. You blowing up. You the biggest 2K YouTuber right now, right? At the Trinidad.
Unless you don't count Too Hype in him.
Oh, of course not.
Okay.
After Troy has you, right?
Troy, agent.
No, he fell off.
He fell off.
Yeah, that's what
you're trying so hard to be negative. I haven't seen Duke in the Instagram stories. I feel like you just travel with your 1 million plaque at this point.
Oh yeah, of course, man. I took it everywhere with me. The first day I got it, though, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I went out to eat.
How did people react to it?
Probably how you'd expect. They ain't used to seeing that. I did. So everybody wanted to hold it. I was like, nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? You good. But yeah, everybody wanted to hold it. Put it on their snaps and stuff like that.
Word.
But yeah, it was a real cool experience.
That's love, though. That's dead ass love.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
When niggas act like, is they success?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's love. Yeah. That's love.
Hey, yeah, I ain't think of it like that, but that's you
love.
Know what? That's fast.
Yeah, that's love. That's love.
That's fast, for real.
But yeah, like I said, agent falling off, so you taking his spot number two. You carrying
you
could, it.
You
could
have came here with such better energy.
No, I'm just saying, yo,
you're
like,
determined to mess up my day. I can't let you do it. Hey, let me celebrate myself real quick. Young agent hit 100K on the second channel.
I'm saying,
man.
Your
second
channel. You really trying to pivot to the second channel? Okay, that's really what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to make a second channel, Duke.
Hey, man, if you can make a second channel and make it go crazy, you a special individual. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Two times?
That's crazy.
Hey.
But you might have to do it because you on that wave right now.
Oh, no. Nah, I'm about to make me a second channel to play games that I play more than 2K.
Which is crazy, right?
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I'm going to put them on my second channel, so.
Big fact. You ever thought about streaming or no?
It's
dead.
Man, I think I done had it. I mean, right now I only stream Milestones.
Okay.
So
you be streaming a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Man, I don't know, man. I started off streaming, and I like content creating way more.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I might go back to streaming.
Okay. Also, yeah. I told you this, but I don't think Agent was here last night. That nigga flight. He was the fifth biggest Twitch streamer the other night. Streaming.
He's doing like 15,000, 20,000. He's
doing 25 the other night.
And he was only fifth?
He was only fifth.
That's only because
Valorant.
Exactly. And, those guys are doing 24/7 streams. So he really was higher than that. Because I don't count those as real streams. Those are fake.
But during Valorant and during, I think, like one or two people doing chill streams, he had 25.
Who are the people? Do you know?
No. But he was 25. He was 25K in there live. Fifth highest.
What was he doing?
2K, nigga.
2K?
2K.
Yo, first
wasn't even reacting tonight, just playing 2K.
I salute to Flight, bro.
Big facts. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? His name in general, it just ring bells. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact right now.
And hey, he, whether you want to, you know what I'm saying, admit it or not, if it wasn't for him, some YouTubers wouldn't really have as much content. You know what I'm saying?
I'm one of them niggas.
Hey. Flight is helping people get content.
I'm one of them niggas.
I just dropped the react. You just react to Flight and you'll get some views.
Throw Flight name in there, man. You guaranteed. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga's just, he's the algorithm right now.
And it's fire when you can make yourself the algorithm.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm looking at some shit right now on my homepage. 1.2 million views, just a compilation.
A compilation of Mike doing delusional and dumbest moments.
And that's boy, number you, two.
Boy, you made it, boy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Shit, my video hit 1.1, 1.2. Already? On flat, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, rapping.
How many? Oh, wow. Congratulations,
you know,
but
man. It ain't nothing because, you know.
Don't do that.
Don't do the
humble brag, bro.
That ain't nothing.
Look, it was 1.1.
God damn, I ain't no money off of that, so go ahead and get off my page.
Hey, you don't have a popular video. Oh, first of all, you got me shit on right here on my day ones. Wow. Nick Smith, Waffleman, D Brown. Okay.
Big fan.
I done took you off.
Because I do need to start promoting the podcast, but money put the podcast off to the side.
Yeah, I just put the channels I'm on, the AMP, the podcast, and my second channel. Yeah. That's tough, man. Yeah, don't ever humble brag like that again, though.
Nah, it's not crazy. Especially because I ain't earning that much money off of it, so it ain't not crazy at all.
Hey, man, I see you drop your top 10 point guards of all time. It's dope. You know, people have been waiting on my top 10 for a while. I'm just been hyping that video up.
Nobody does not want to hear your top 10.
People want to hear that shit, man.
You don't know nothing about basketball.
Did you say that? But you had a basketball podcast, man, where you got sun multiple times because you didn't know what you were talking about.
So the next topic, because I'm not gonna even acknowledge what you just said, bro.
Sometimes it's better to not acknowledge it if you don't want to deal with the heat. You know what I'm saying?
So, dude, how you celebrate your million, bro? What you do? You went out? No, we in quarantine, so you couldn't.
Yeah, I ain't really did nothing, man.
You had a house party. Nah, you can go crazy with the fireworks in the backyard like
nothing, Drake. Man. I don't even allow a lot of individuals at my crib. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
I ain't do nothing now that I think about it. But when all this over with, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Did you care? I'm curious how much you cared when you got it.
When I got the plaque?
Mm-hmm. Because I overwhelmingly didn't care. But I think that's because I'm retarded.
You're a sociopath.
I cared, but it wasn't the same like feeling that when I actually hit it.
Okay.
It was just like, oh
word,
fire right there.
Humble, how you feel when you hit it though? Like, did you go?
I saw it. Hold on.
Let's pull this up.
I saw it. I wasn't crying. It was something in my eye.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was burning in the moment. You know what I'm saying? All right, nah. On some real though.
Wait, somebody uploaded you hitting the mill. Can we pull this up? We about to play this real quick.
See what had happened was.
You got it. Okay. Wait, what happened? Tell us what happened first.
All right, so I was.
You started crying.
Hold on. Nah.
What happened?
Look. Do you listen to Rod Wave?
Yeah.
All right, so look. Like 3 days before I hit 1 mil, I just started listening to Rod Wave first time ever.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, his albums were kind of sad. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? They kind of put you in your feelings. So I was like holding back the tears of 1 mil for like 3 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
Just from listening to that, man. You know what I'm saying? And when the moment came and I seen the numbers change.
Got emotional.
It is what it is.
Had to let it play.
It is what it is. I haven't played it. It's 1 minute long.
Has stuff.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Just stop playing in the background.
Stop explaining the video, dude.
I'm saying, man, you cried. You cried. That's what you did.
All right, look.
You start to.
You have more explanations?
Nah.
Are we going to let it play?
I bet.
Yeah, let it play in the background.
Hold on. I do want to say that this video is probably 1 minute and 34 seconds of me not even saying nothing.
Probably, because you was just like.
I was like, I had my head bitten up and I was like rubbing my eye because I had some like dust in and shit like that.
Oh, dust. Okay, dust.
The dust occasionally hits your eyes. Dust. For sure. Yeah,
as you hit a million,
You got a dusty room?
Yeah, now I had the blinds up and stuff, you know.
The way it circulates, I know.
You know how they go, though.
Yeah.
It only circulates when you hit a million, too.
As soon as
you hit a million, it'll just like start.
I noticed that. So we moved in this.
You went through that, too?
We moved in this house and it was fine. The second I got this shit, bro, it got a little dusty.
That's what I'm saying.
The second I got that, man, it just got a little bit dusty.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one who went through that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
These niggas behind me, man. Like, bro, without these niggas, bro, like, I wouldn't even be here.
You like, about to start crying again.
Like, anytime I need the
niggas behind you,
bro. Yeah.
These niggas, bro.
Nigga about to start crying. Right now. Look at this nigga.
Are you crying in front of your guys?
Yeah, no, hold on.
This nigga.
I don't know. Whenever everybody around you is getting emotional as well, it kind of, you know what I'm saying?
They cried too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Damn, you was quick to say they cried, but you better your heart.
It was probably the dust in your room and caught their eye as well.
Yeah, caught their eye too. Oh, God, look at
but
it, real
bro.
Talk,
bro. And at that point, I knew the dust was going crazy.
Bro, oh, okay.
Hey, look.
Nigga better start crying right now. Look at him.
You can see the dust hit his
look
eye.
Look at him right now. He better start crying in the crib. Nigga tearing up live right now.
Let's get right, dude.
Yeah,
it was a
dust.
That's dope, dude. Your friends are gassing, bro.
Let's get right,
dude. You don't see that around here, man.
Hey, yeah, see, yeah.
What?
It was actually a lot of dust, too.
That's actually, you know what's fucked up? Is that it's your 1 million celebration. Just so happened dust hit you.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I done learned in life that you can't really, you know what I'm saying, control what happens around.
Word. Because you're trying to celebrate, but it's just in the way right now.
Hey, I wasn't tripping, though. You know what I'm saying?
Word. I don't see them crying so far. I just see you crying. So
yeah, I'm waiting for them to cry, too.
Big Millie. What can I say?
Oh, look.
At
that point right there, right?
I swear to God, that's when I knew. I swear to God, we making him proud, right? We do this for him. We came for nothing, bro. I remember we used to sell clothes. We used to take each other money.
I ain't never seen this part.
Yeah, that part right there, you know what I'm saying? See, when you say something like that, it's like, bro, like, why are you throwing dust in my eye right now? Basically, right?
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Hey, to be honest, I told them, I tested them that morning. I was like, I only want y'all to come.
Because just in case.
Because I know y'all going to try to throw dust in my eye.
Hold on. Wait.
Okay. Are we retarded?
We're retarded. Oh,
God. Yo. We are retarded.
Yo.
Yo, if you guys are watching on video, don't judge us. Don't judge us. If you're watching on audio, you have no idea what just happened.
This one, I ain't set this up.
I just think to myself like, but that's closer though. What are we doing?
Hey, let's finish this. 20 seconds left. Let's finish it.
All right, finish it.
He's eat at night, boy. Like, y'all don't know the hell.
His voice starts shaking too. That's how dusty
real,
was.
Boy. I love this dude to death, but he changing lives out here, but I swear to God.
Yeah, some dust
is in his eye. I do anything for him, boy. Real talk. Look
at that.
But that's still, look at
Duke, man.
That's still crazy. Though. I mean, because it's all I see right there is just like you said, your people right there celebrating with you, you know what I'm saying, in the moment, you know, not having a.
I feel like you were the only one crying, but that's, I mean.
No. He was definitely about to start crying.
You know what I'm saying?
He was definitely about to start crying.
It was after that, you know what I'm saying? To people who are pulling views off me crying, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. On TikTok, bro? On TikTok.
Oh, you mean for real?
Huh?
People, man, did that?
Somebody posted on TikTok, bro. Millions of views, bro.
Off what? Me.
Yeah, David does that to me, too.
Bro.
Take my videos and post them on TikTok.
Real talk.
Crazy.
Does TikTok views, like, are they like Facebook views where you just scroll by them in an account?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you scroll by on TikTok, you see the shit, though. On Facebook, you can miss it and it'll still count as a view. As long as it appeared somewhere on your screen for a second. Anyway, dude, congratulations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
I feel like you are a neighborhood hero now. I feel like you just walk around and know that shit. Like, people just know who you are when you walk around.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah.
I mean, where I'm from, it's like they already knew who I was. Nobody even knew I was doing YouTube until I started posting it on Facebook. I kept it real discreet.
Like, you post YouTube videos on Facebook?
No.
You're talking about like, just saying on Facebook?
Like, I think when I hit 900K,
uh-huh.
I posted on 900K. Yo, I just hit 900K.
Like, on your personal Facebook?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, word.
And people just like, yo, you do YouTube? And I was like, I just play the game, you know, don't trip.
Mm-hmm. did they hit you with the next line? Wait, you're famous?
Not people from my neighborhood. People like the chain reaction. So if you in a mall and somebody asks to take a picture with you,
mm-hmm.
The people around gonna kind of look at you like, who are you?
Where?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only in public places do they ask.
Now that you're saying that, I kind of miss that because I haven't went outside, so yeah. I haven't experienced that in like 2 months.
Nah, I don't miss it. I don't miss it.
Nah, I miss it, man.
Nah. I went to the gun range, not the gun range, to the gun store.
You took a photo at the gun store?
No. Well, with a guy.
Uh-huh.
It was a kid and his dad, and we were both in line. And he like double taped at me like, and I was like, and we took the picture, but it was.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
We was quarantined, you know what I'm saying? Social distancing. You know what I'm saying? You can't get too close because you don't really know if people got that thing, or not. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but yeah. I always appreciate though people want to take pictures and stuff because I feel like I'm only me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nobody special or nothing like that. So
word.
Hey. That's a big fact, though. I feel it though. Cause that was crazy when we was when we shot up, attempting to shoot the other video, and we were in the parking lot. And Mama Dukes and little homie saw you, and they were like,
I don't get like that. Like I don't feel like we nothing special. I'm not saying you nothing special. I'm saying like I don't just get that famous vibe for myself.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, that's the next question. That's why I brought it up. That's the next question people ask me. He's like, oh, wait, you're famous? And then it's like, no. Because if I was famous, you would have knew. I was like, you know?
Yeah, you knew.
Not even remotely. But then they think it's like, oh, he's just trying to be humble. Nope. Just not famous. Not trying to be humble. You know what I mean? But to them, I don't know what qualifies in their mind. But to me, famous is like when I saw Kevin Hart just walk into the gym. He had to check in or nothing. They just knew it was Kevin Hart.
But this is level of fame, though.
No, that's famous though.
I separate them.
I'm not saying it's not famous. It's like that's a
known. Nah, famous like when you what did Drake say?
Known.
I don't know. Drake said, known. "Bitch, this is fame, not clout." Because I have clout. Fame is like.
It can't. Pass.
Your life is actually disturbed because of your popularity. Like you can't. You might not be able to go to a specific place because of your popularity.
But to me, clout only exists on the internet. And so, if you're able to walk in real life and be noticed. No. That's a level. I'm not saying it's on the same. I was on the same level.
Of fame.
Yeah, it's a level of it. That's all. You're still an NBA.
Fame, not club. Smush I felt Park, that shit.
Smush Parker was NBA players. I mean, but he just wasn't LeBron James or Kobe Bryant. So yeah. there's certain levels to it. That's all.
So do you consider everybody in the NBA famous?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're not.
Especially Laker players, like just. Random ass trash niggas, Laker players. And they can just be walking around, they be seen.
I can kind of see what
Caruso
you're
is one of them right now.
I can get what you're saying. Because, like, there's NBA players with, like, 9K Instagram followers.
Word. Nah, dude, it's not famous just because you're in the NBA. Because famous is like when I saw Chris Rock perform live. When was the last time you seen Chris Rock in some shit?
I don't know.
Harry is special, like, a year or two ago or whatever. Like he's not popping the way he used to be.
Yeah.
But everyone still knows him. He's famous.
Okay. True.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so Chris Rock doesn't even have to guess. He knows that when he just pops up to a random comedy show, everyone's gonna know it's Chris Rock, and he's gonna get crazy cheers just because of Chris Rock. Even when he's just practicing material, people are just gonna laugh because it's Chris Rock. Famous. You know what I mean?
But that's just the platform that he uses, though. Like if you see the same logic with online presence. If Flight jumps on a Twitch stream, it's going to get views regardless. It don't matter where he's going.
I see that. Clout is like having attention, even if it's a lot of it. Fame is like when you have an obnoxious amount of it, you know, when it's actually a big part of your life.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Like if you can't go to the store without like thinking like, is this safe or do I need security? Then, okay, you did it. You're famous.
So that means you only think there's only like a handful of famous people.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so when Drake says, bitch, this is fame, not clout, I was like, God damn. Felt that shit.
You felt it.
Because it's impossible to get to fame. You could get some clout on the internet, but it's very difficult to get to fame.
Okay, I see where you went with that.
That's how I see that, at least, anyway.
For sure.
Are you famous? Are you famous?
I only get that answer. I mean, that question from females, though.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like every dude, no matter if they play it or not, every dude has played 2K before.
Yeah.
So they may know you. You know what I'm saying? There's a high percent chance. Yeah, that they may know you. So.
Word. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you hit that mail. 2 mil on the way.
For sure.
I feel like you figured a lot of things out on YouTube. Like you kind of came with like a different formula, which is refreshing. You have like a more laid back, relaxed. It's you and the gameplay type approach. But then people really gravitate to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like you have like an infectious personality. I feel like a lot of people either relate to or want to be like. And that's kind of hard to come by on YouTube. So I think you appeal to suburban kids because they don't like be like you. But then you appeal to hood kids because they're a lot like you. You know what I mean? Or like they're trying to get to where you at, and like they see you as like, oh, Duke did it, I could do it too type. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's very understandable. So many people in my neighborhood want to start YouTube now.
Yeah.
It's wild. Like, all the older dudes, man, uh-huh. man, I want to do that Call of Duty, man. Mm. I want to do, I'm like, I don't really know what to say to them. Now,
that's dope. That means they saw you, and then they actually made a decision about where they want to go on their life, a productive one based off of what they saw you accomplish.
Okay.
So that means you have a positive impact in your area, but not just in your area, around the fucking world now, man.
It is fire right there.
It is fire, yeah.
Yeah, so the reason I was really excited about the A&P shit is because then we can kind of spread more of that in other directions. So it's not just what we do playing on our main channel. See what I'm saying? So we're gonna get a different audience. It's going to be a lot of the same people, but we're going to grow a different audience too on the A&P shit. Mm. And it's going to be a whole new group of people that we could have that type of impact on. So that's the kind of shit that gets me excited.
That's what you're looking for. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Influence.
Oh yeah, we're gonna make this. We're gonna go crazy with it though.
For sure. Yeah, we were just shooting a whole bunch of A&P videos the last couple weeks. It's been very, very enjoyable. Long shoots. You shaking your head over there. What's that mean?
That's a great word, ain't it? Enjoyable.
That's not the word. Wasn't at the football one yesterday. Yeah. That shit was fun.
But my experience wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah, but
we're gonna figure out today though. We're gonna figure out how y'all wrap it up today.
Yeah.
Hey, Agent, what's your goals now?
I don't know, bro. I don't
like YouTube wise.
I don't have goals, Duke. I just, because I always thought it would be better to have goals. Every time I set goals, I just move in a productive direction, but it's never in the direction of the goals. You know what I mean? Like, so if I set goals at the beginning of the year, I guarantee you there's very low percentage chance I'm moving towards it. I'm moving somewhere good with it.
Yeah.
Like, I might not lose as much weight as I wanted. My channel might not. Maybe I wanted to do more IRL shit, but I'm still doing a lot of 2K. It might not always go in the direction I want, but it's always productive. But my goal this year has just been to diversify. A&P is doing great. Podcast is doing great. Second channel just hit 100K is doing great. So I feel like I'm doing that. So I'm just trying to build all of those, to be honest with you. And I'm not really focused on what's next. I'm just trying to do what's here as good as I can. So fucking exhausting trying to plan for a year from now. I don't know what's going to happen. You couldn't have convinced me a pandemic was going to take down the world.
Yes.
Kind of that fucked up true. A lot of people's plans. You know what I mean? So you set a goal at the end of the year. You might not.
This nigga dude cleared his throat.
You do that shit on purpose, man?
What's up?
You clear your throat?
Nah, you know, we just woke up.
You're right.
Ain't no pressure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what did you have set for this year? What are you trying to get done?
I kind of like spoke all my goals into existence like 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that I hit all of them, everybody keep asking me like, what are my goals after 1 meal? And I don't know what to tell them.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else to strive for.
I feel you, because it's not that you don't care. It's just that why am I going to concern myself with, like, you know? Yeah. Let's just, right here, you have opportunities. Take advantage of the opportunities you have. It's something you want. Go after it. But aside from that, like, I'm not really in a rush to figure out where I'm going to be at. Nah, I like where I'm at.
Yeah, very understandable.
I'm just going to keep working. I'm probably going to get some other place in 3 years. And I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to do well in that too.
I like that mindset, though, man.
Yeah. How about you, Lo?
It's just the same thing like y'all saying. It ain't, it's just being productive and just trying to reach new platforms. That's it. I mean, that's really it.
What new platforms are you reaching?
Well, maybe not. When I say platform, I mean like necessarily like new heights and new goals and stuff like that. So, for like sure. I was saying, just new, because I'm about to hit 200K.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the second channel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, in a year, when you finally pull the trigger.
Nah, I'm gonna do. I know. Anyway,
I know you're not really gonna fucking do that shit.
No, I know you're just talking about it.
Then we're gonna
just figure out though. But like I said, yeah, it ain't really. It's kind of just pointless to sit there and try to map it out because you really, you know what I'm saying? There's no rhyme or reason to do so because you never know what pops up.
I think people feel like they're being productive when they plan. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So then they just keep more planning, more.
They won't stop planning. Yeah.
They're just like, oh, what am I going to do in 5 years, 10 years? I've got to plan. Like, oh my God, just do something. God damn it, you're not doing anything today. That's your fucking problem. You're not going to get to your goal.
Yeah.
Just be talking, basically.
Yeah.
Just be talking.
But they talk because not only does it get them excited, because that's really what it is. They just get excited. Oh man, to get excited about just thinking about like You know?
That's
so they'll fantasize about it. Oh my God, I can't wait till, I don't know what their fucking goal is, to own a house or whatever the goal is, but they'll just sit there and think about it so much. I'm like, stop thinking about it so much. Just do it. Do what you need to do to get there.
Some of my friends, and if y'all ever watch this, this is a direct shot at y'all. But like, some of my friends, like close friends too, they see me doing YouTube and they see me like doing things that we've only like, you know what I'm saying, dreamed of, like coming up basically. And they be telling me like, oh yeah, man, I'm finna start doing this. I'm finna start doing that. YouTube related though, like because they wanna do YouTube as well. But they just be talking. They just be talking. Right. They don't actually do anything about all the breath that they just wasted on me. They don't really take no action towards
it. I think it's exciting to tell people about your goals though. That's why they do it. You know what I mean? Like, because it's probably something they want and it's something that you're doing. Okay, so then they get excited to tell it to you, but then they're not actually in the process of doing it.
Yeah.
But it's actually not hard to do at all. You're going, well, there's no, I mean, unless they have previous experience. That's the only time I've ever seen anyone off rip be amazing, when they had, when they've done it before.
Yeah.
Like you work in the music industry or you come with some kind of experience. If you're doing this for the first time, it's going to be bad. So I think maybe that holds them back. They don't know like how it's going to be perceived.
100%.
But you didn't know how you were going to be perceived. You just fucking started streaming. You started uploading.
Nah. One thing is for certain though, I knew like 100% that I was gonna like do it though. Like,
were?
Yeah. 100% when I first started, I knew that I was gonna like go up high in the like subscriber count wise.
So what was your trajectory like? Did you ever just have like, how long did it take you to blow up, and did you start to like lose that confidence at a certain point?
I never lost the confidence. Cause you remember last time I told y'all that I had quit my job and then start grinding 2K. Mm-hmm. I was doing 2K before that. I always knew I was gonna go up high in the subscriber count just cause of my personality. Mm. But I just didn't know how long it was gonna take. So with me not knowing how long it was gonna take, I just wasn't gonna stop until it was up there.
Big facts.
There's actually a stream on, I don't know where it's at, but it's a stream on my channel right now. When I was playing 2K18, mm-hmm. where I was like, next year we gonna hit like 400K, and then yeah, after that we gonna hit a mil.
That's how it went down?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So yeah.
It is wild. Yeah, but I agree. But I really do be thinking that a lot of people, when they set goals for themselves, sometimes I think they overwhelmed by it. And that's another reason why I don't really like setting goals. Because sometimes you just get overwhelmed by like the bigger picture instead of taking it day by day, bit by bit.
Yeah.
And then going in that direction. Because I think that's really why a lot of people, and a lot of people do like to just hear themselves talk and they just want to get gas and shit like that. But I think a lot of it is just, they sit there and they tell them, like, I'm going to make $1 million, but at one point you got to make 500, one point you got to make 250, yep. one point you got to make 100. Like, if you break it down in simpler forms, and it makes it way more easier to reach those goals, and it seems more likely to happen. Because a million subs just is a million subs, but you had to get to the other milestone first. So all that stuff is easier to look at when you're just trying to figure out, first time, let me get to 100K. Then let me get to 300. Then let me get to, you know what I'm saying? And then I know when you 500K, you're like, damn, I'm halfway.
They be looking at it from like, from zero to a million, yeah. instead of from zero to what they done got.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They don't be satisfied with it, the fact that they done gained 20 subscribers.
And the reality is, when you in the moment, I don't even think I really be thinking like, damn, I'm gonna get to a million. I just be thinking like, how I'm gonna get to 200,000 quicker than what I'm doing right now. Then it's how I'm gonna get to 300,000 quicker than I got to my 200K. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I view it. I don't never view it as, let me get the big picture thing. I don't really view it like that at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. That's the reason I do my list shit. Just lists make it so simple. I got a list of things I get done every day. I just try and knock out as, oh, I just had your fucking tweet pulled up. I don't know why. I wasn't gonna bring it up or nothing. Yeah, I have 23 things on my list right now. And, well, this is AMP day, so we're probably not going to have an opportunity to knock a lot of these out, but I'm going to knock some of them out. And that's just the way I break it down, because it's so overwhelming when you think of like, for example, weight loss. You know how many times I told people I was going to lose weight before I finally did it? Mm. It was probably like, man, I'm fucking sick of hearing this guy talk about the weight he's about to lose.
For sure.
So I just stopped telling people that shit and tried to fucking figure it out on my own. Because I thought that it would make me more accountable if I told people. So maybe that's why they tell you, because it kind of makes them feel like you can hold them accountable when they don't do it.
But no, I feel like that's pointless, because you got to hold yourself accountable. Because at the end of the day, like, when ain't nobody looking, that's when really the work is done.
And that's when I eat the most, too. Yeah. I don't eat bad around people. I eat bad when I'm by myself and I'm like, chips.
I do that now, though. I've been telling everybody I'm going to start rapping for like 3 years straight.
I haven't seen you in the studio, man.
I actually bought a whole studio.
For real?
I have a whole studio in my house right now. I haven't touched it.
What do you mean you got a whole studio?
Like, this dude, bro. This dude, he had a studio, right? Yeah. And everybody went to his to record and everything. I don't know what was going on with him, but I'm guessing he was down. It was a hard time, and he was selling it. Mm. So I bought the whole thing.
Well, now you have to use it.
Yeah. You're just sitting in the crib.
Yeah, so I got a whole studio in my crib.
Hey, that's dope.
Walk past it every day.
I expect you to hop on that. So you walk past it on his way to play 2K.
Walk past it every day and play 2K, bro.
I can see this nigga dude waking up with a bowl of cereal like one day.
Hey, one day.
And go right on the stick, start playing 2K.
Yeah.
That's tough. I don't know. I just feel like you don't gas yourself up like that. Just like try to just take it one day at a time first. And then when you finally start gaining some momentum, you'll start to realize like how close you are to the goals and you were like 3, 4, 5 months ago. And then at that point, you be so involved in it, you ain't going to sit there and like try to even bullshit it. You just trying to make the right next move to get to the next, you know what I'm saying? Just right foot, left foot. That's all it is, bro.
For sure.
Yeah, because the actual goal is so exciting that when you're only focused on that, you can't get gassed about the small shit you just did today to get there. You know what I mean? Because you're like, 1 million is what makes me happy. I want to get 1 million subscribers. But then when you hit like, when you just got 10 subscribers in a day and it was a career high, you're not at 1 million. So like, it's hard to get excited about the small shit. So I don't even focus on, I just have it somewhere in the distance. There's all these fucking quotes of people telling you to set goals and shit. Don't stop fucking setting goals for a moment. You've been setting goals your whole life. Stop setting goals and just accomplish some shit. Just do something that day. You know what I mean?
I thought 1 meal was gonna like get me peak happiness. Mm-hmm. But just knowing that
probably
I
did
like,
for a moment because he was crying, but
nah, they're like dust shit. Yeah.
Oh, they're dust.
Yeah, but just knowing that I got like a support system. Mm-hmm. Even if it was 5 people, you know what I'm saying? Just knowing I got a support system behind me, I think that's where all my happiness comes from.
Word.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I be thinking about that too. Like, it's just weird that I don't think I got like I think I got way more people I try to distance myself from than people who I have like on the ride with me trying to reach the success. And sometimes that should be getting kind of, I don't want to say lonely, because I don't really,
you get lonely,
associate myself with that many people anyway. But it's just weird, because like now when you there or you trying to get there, and you look around you, and it's not that many people. It just be kind of, it feel kind of weird sometimes.
You know, Rick Ross said about that. He said it gets so lonely at the top, and he repeated that for the whole chorus on Ghostwriter.
Jesus Christ!
Yo, I haven't even blown up yet, man. I was chilling, 2016 agent, like 30,000 subscribers, just fucking singing that shit. Like man,
like you were at the fucking top of the world.
Oh, man. I was like, yeah, bro, I know what Rick Ross is fucking talking about, man. I relate to that shit. But yeah.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah,
you're ridiculous.
Yeah, that's facts, though, bro. That's facts, though, man. I can't even, like, I just like I keep in touch with people. That's my problem. So it's not even that I'm trying to distance myself. It's that I don't, not that I don't care. I guess it is. I don't give a fuck enough to, like, keep up with people in general, which is not a good trait to have, but.
But I feel like we live such a like different life that it's hard for me to even keep up, because I be trying to keep up with people, but then I be realizing, oh yeah, you have real life shit going on right now. Like, man, that's what I be thinking. Like,
you don't have real life shit going on?
No, like I'm talking about like people are like trying to buy homes, trying to like get, they had getting married, they having children.
Oh yeah,
that's like it's just like, oh yeah, that is what I would probably be doing if I just had a regular life. Like
we live like way different lives.
Yeah.
Like I don't even talk to like a lot of people that be wanting to talk to me.
Yeah.
But I just be forgetting to like talk to them. I don't know why, but And it don't sit well with a lot of people. And that, it can cost you relationships, whether it's friends or significant others.
I hope not. Maybe
it's just me, but like, because I got all my notifications off for my phone. Like, nothing comes down because, you know, social media. But I be missing people texts and calls like 3 days later.
Yeah.
And people don't like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
But that's, yeah, this is, I don't know. Why though? Why do I have to respond? You know, I don't even have to be busy. I just really don't want to text right now. And there's so much. Yo, yesterday I was dealing with problems all day. And then I was like, oh, it's 2 a.m. about to go to sleep. And then Lode texted me another problem. We didn't record the fucking podcast. I'm like, fuck. I don't know what we're going to do. So, yeah, it's not in my mind. I can't occupy the remaining brain power to keep up with people. I won't be able to function with sanity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like to be isolated a lot, though. That's why I kind of just stay in my room. Yeah, yeah. Low one will leave now because they'll just try and talk to me and I will pretend like they're not there sometimes.
And I won't even let your niggas come downstairs. So
isolation is key to success.
We said that. No, we've been telling them that too. Like, sometimes you just need to be by yourself for a good second. Just be trying to focus and stuff like that. And get away from distractions and really, really just grind it out, bro.
Word.
So how you feel about putting pressure on these two hype niggas with AMP, bro?
I knew you was gonna do some corny shit, bro. I knew I was like, dude's gonna come on the pod, he's gonna do some corny shit.
This guy, huh?
Yo, dude, you trying to get them two hype niggas out of here, bro?
Not really.
They not competition. She right. Y'all in the same. Y'all in two different leagues.
Don't fall for the trap neither.
Hey, don't fall for
y'all
it.
Y'all in two different leagues.
They gonna fall for it.
I see what you saying.
Nah, but
let's get with you, Lo.
I don't really pay that much mind. Like other people, other teams, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't really. I haven't
two different leagues.
Yeah, I haven't really gave that much thought at all.
You know what I'm saying?
So whatever.
I see what you're saying. Y'all like
this guy.
He's trying to throw me the
D Wade trying to throw me the oop.
And you about to dunk on Jason Terry.
Nah, I'm finna eyeball it.
Nah, you know,
throw up another.
Y'all
oop,
like
though.
The y'all like the dream team. They like the Carolina Panthers. Two different leagues. That's basketball and NFL. You know what I'm saying? That's two different. I see what you're saying.
Oh, is that okay?
Two, but y'all ain't the same league. You know what I'm saying? I forgot.
I don't know what's up with him, bro.
Nah, because Cassidy had a bar like that. You know what I'm saying?
What did Cassidy say, man?
I can't remember. He was like, or was it Cassidy or was it? It was Jag. That's who it was.
Mm.
That's who it was?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
They was just like, I see what you did there. Word. It was two different leagues.
Word.
I see what you did.
That's tough, man. Right there, bro.
But how you feeling about AMP right now, though? You know, y'all making big moves. Y'all hot in the streets.
Hey, man, it takes a lot for me to get excited about something because a lot of shit I always fumble.
Yeah.
I don't see this fumbling. I got some real positive vibes about AMP. I really fuck with it.
If you didn't have positive vibes, would you get on the podcast and say, fuck AMP though?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I like that energy.
Like, I ain't finna sugarcoat it. Like, we not the best at a lot of things, and that really be frustrating me.
Mm-hmm.
But the group of guys, we real good at communicating what needs to be fixed and ways to fix it. And I don't, if it wasn't with these, with Agent, Phantom, and Davis, if I would have tried to group with anybody else, I would have probably left that first night. That first night when Davis went and eat the worms, it's like, my nigga, you wasting my time, bro, because you're not putting all the effort in, so I would have drove home.
Yeah, that's a very funny story behind that night. I'm going to save it for like 3 years from now when AMP is fucking massive. I'm like, man, shit almost broke apart on day one because of Davis.
And I was about to drive home because I'm like, y'all not finna waste my time. So, hey.
That would be crazy.
But nah, though.
Davis would have been highly insane, but I just disappointed Duke, bro.
Yeah.
I like Duke down. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's your favorite I guess episode so far? What's one of your favorite video?
Probably the boxing one.
Word. That was a very fun one.
Hey, nah, cause like a lot of the stuff that we doing, just it'd be my first time like even trying. Ever doing. So like us lifting weights. And my first time lifting weights.
What?
Exactly. So yeah,
we said the same thing, and he had great form. Shit made no sense.
Yeah, like a lot of stuff. It's just be my first time, so just trying out new stuff, doing new stuff, just be fun to me, bro.
Yeah, you're very like you're easy to work with, which is like a relief because a lot of YouTubers like they have egos and they just fucking argue and butt heads about everything. And so it's like then dude comes along and dude's just like, oh, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
And you don't really ever. I don't think I've ever had an argument with you ever.
Nah, we probably won't.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. If you feel like the way that you want to do it is the correct way and it'll work, I'm down for that. But if it don't work, then I'm gonna let you know, boy. Yeah. You don't waste my time.
Word.
That's a big failure. Don't be wasting nobody's time, that ass, because that shit just pointless, you know?
You ain't gonna get that back.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get the time back.
Nah. Stop, Lo.
You're not gonna get the time back. Wasting somebody's time, man. Especially on, like, sometimes on special days that they have, like, set out for the whole year. Just wasting somebody's time is just crazy.
Man.
Like, that was like, love, like though, some holidays, man. Right? Just some holidays. Yeah. People have set out for the year.
Mm.
Yeah, plans.
But like it's even if it don't work out though, it's an experience though. See what I'm saying?
That's how you look at it.
Yeah, I don't look at it like this.
I don't look at it. I just think it's a waste of time. That's how I view it. I view it a waste of time. That's how I view it.
Hey man, you just going. You ain't had nothing planned anyway, bro.
Ah, you right. Yeah, you right. I ain't had nothing planned.
You made a pit stop at your family's crib.
Yeah.
Before, you know, engaging in some festivities. But that's all you had.
Yeah, you right.
You know what I mean, I'm the most important thing in your life.
That's how I felt that day. So I was like, damn, I think it's just gonna take my whole day.
Yeah, but you were mad reasonable though. Like, you didn't even get frustrated. I was kind of hoping you got a little bit frustrated so I could have something to laugh at.
I don't get frustrated though. I don't know why you think I get frustrated.
Nah, I seen you get frustrated, bro. You got frustrated, especially at me, like at least two times.
When?
You
just be making shit up.
Remember because I brought up on the pod last time when you just got, you're mad volatile. You just get angry out of nowhere. Like, I didn't even expect it. I mean, like, you go from calm as fuck to angry. But you wouldn't know because you don't know right now. Yeah, I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
You're very calm, but then it's not gradual anger though. It's just like out of nowhere, boom, anger.
I think it's making me seem like I'm an abusive parent. Like, I don't know what you're talking about right now, bro.
I'm just letting you know though. I'm letting you know live on the pod so everybody else can hear. Your flaws, my guy. But that's fine, though. You know what I mean? It's only happened like twice. But I forgave you.
It's not really fun. It's making me sound like I'm a drunk. Because I'm out of nowhere just start yelling.
So would it be better if it was gradually? You're not gradually. You know, it's just the way it is, bro. It's the way you are. Hey, you look fresh in that Iverson jersey, though, bro.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Second time bringing this up, bro.
Yeah, man. I just looked at it. I was like, man, you light blue, big blue, you know, just wow.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, you look fresh, man.
Yo, shut up, bro.
You excited today, Lo? You about to be at the A&P shoot. You know what I mean? We shooting a big video.
Yeah, this is my first video in the A&P. You know what I'm saying? Everybody keep telling. Second. Yeah, second. It's second. Well, I was like a bystander in that last one. Yeah, everybody keeps saying, man, you know, I should join the A&P.
How you feel about that, dude? Oh, my God. You can't stop, bro.
How you feel about that, dude?
You can't stop trolling.
How you feel about potentially one more, you know what I'm saying? And if
Phantom hears you, had to sprint upstairs right now talking.
If you had to vote one more person in, who would it be?
How do I feel about another AMP member?
I gotta know who's this retarded.
Yo. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, because
I hear him though.
Yeah, I know it's Phantom.
I ain't really thought about it, to be honest. A fifth AMP member. Look at it, huh? Look at us,
man. Look at us, man.
Who would have thought?
if you had to get somebody, you know what I'm saying?
I think it probably
just a look, you know what I'm saying?
Probably like could it be anybody?
You mean anybody?
Like Dave Chappelle?
I mean somebody y'all know.
I wanted to say something. I wanted to say something.
I can't.
Don't
bro.
Say it, man. Don't say it.
Hey, it's the joke though. Like, I don't know if you remember, but I told y'all, I was like, hey, you're gonna have to start showing up to the meeting or else we're gonna replace you with.
Yeah, he was wild. Duke just sometimes, he would just not be there at all. So, one, I came home late.
Look at this nigga.
I knew it. I saw his durag pop out the corner.
Hey, Fanta, come here real quick. Hey, yo, Fanta, if you had one more person to add to the AMP, who would it be?
No. No.
What? Hey, I just want to say shout out to A&P Chris, man. Yo, you the go, you're
yes,
big facts.
Nah, watch out. Hey, open the door for Davis. He just got here.
Davis, I bet.
Yeah, you shouldn't ask Phantom that because he won't stop talking about that. Like, this is his favorite topic. So, like, he might just not stop talking. Yo, do you know we're recording a podcast? Who is that?
You know, hey, my fault. I ain't know, bro.
But now you know, so get the fuck out.
You know it's Davis.
Yo, this is for everyone I know this. Davis is too afraid to be on the podcast.
Davis is afraid to be on the podcast because he know we gonna violate him.
Smash that like button if you want me on the podcast, man. Thank you. That's
it,
man.
Smash that like button if you want. I'm Davis on the podcast.
He might leave some dislikes.
He's never gonna be. He literally lives 20 minutes away. He'll never be on here.
I would love to just witness.
He won't be on
the question that y'all would ask this man.
He's not gonna be here.
I have a list of questions.
There's too many questions that he can't avoid. Okay, I see why he won't be.
Like, we can't even talk about women around him because he a virgin. Like, we can't even talk about that shit, bro.
Dry.
We can't talk about no life experience.
Dry wee-wee.
That nigga just. Hey. That nigga got a Sahara Desert in his pants, nigga. That shit dry, nigga.
Hey, but
that nigga Andre Roberson from three, nigga. Hey, never hit that shit.
I kind of don't even want him to lose that right now because you know that changed you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it changed you, and I don't really want to see him change yet. Cause hey, we might have to kick him out of AMP if he changes up too hard.
Imagine if his ego grows a little bit more.
Man, if his ego goes up, man.
Can you imagine Davis walking the room after the first time?
Man, oh,
that
man.
Nigga chest gonna be poking out, bruh.
Oh boy!
I didn't even think about that.
Hey, listen, if he ever get on this podcast,
he not though.
I'm gonna watch the whole 2 hours. I know y'all gonna stretch it to about 2 hours.
We not gonna end it. You'd have to leave in the middle of it. You might go for a 5-hour marathon.
I'm gonna watch the whole. I might fall asleep to it.
But
man.
he not gonna come on because he you know.
Hey, can y'all go to David's social media and spam him? Tell him to get on the podcast, man. He gonna listen to y'all.
It's not gonna work because he's really afraid of Low. Because Low asks questions that if you're a little slow, you're going to answer. Davis is a little bit slow.
I just be answering questions I think the people want to hear, though. That's all. I just be answering the questions people
word,
want to
word,
hear.
Word, word, word. No, for sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
Five questions just popped up in my head that I want to ask Davis that I know y'all would want to ask him as well. So.
Yeah, big facts, bro. Big facts. But, yeah, go back. AMP members. Who would you add, though? Who would you add?
I dead don't want to add nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like we have a good group of four people, and you have to think of logistics when you add somebody.
True, it's very much true.
Tag team boxing, how do we do that with five people? Call of Duty Warzone gaming video, if we can't all be in the same squad. It's going to complicate a lot of videos when you have odd number of people.
We got a good thing going right now.
Yeah, and we're at the start of it. I have no interest in shaking it up. We got to figure out what we got going on right now, and we're doing that. And so you add people, you're just complicating before you figure it out. You know what I mean? It's like getting a $1 million money glitch when you're playing like GTA Vice City or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have the whole thing unlocked yet. Like, you can't even go someplace. You got all this money. You know what I'm saying? That's like you fix some problems, but it's gonna create some other problems.
For sure. Yeah.
That was a horrible
AMP
analogy.
Is locked.
You get
nobody
what
can
say.
Get in.
Nobody get in. Yeah. Chris is goated. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't even know about Chris, which is
man.
A fucking
Chris
thing.
Is a man. Without Chris, AMP wouldn't even. It wouldn't be as fire.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same.
That'd be cool. It'd be okay.
But it wouldn't be the same.
But
man.
Chris pushed it over the edge, man.
Who
Chris?
Like,
Chris is the AMP editor. He is also a member of AMP. There's only five members of AMP. You know what I'm saying? Agent Zero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Davis.
Okay.
Duke Dennis.
Okay.
Phantom with the cannon. All
right.
And Chris.
Nobody else.
He had a troll question. He had a troll follow-up.
No,
I'd say.
I mean, eventually might.
AMP Low?
Is that what you said?
Is that where he was going with it?
Yeah,
is that what you said?
That's exactly where he was going with that.
Is that what
hey,
you said?
Hey, let me button this up, man. It's getting serious. Let me button this up.
Really? I don't. If we do ever get another AMP member, it has to be with somebody that we already have chemistry with.
That's a fact. I hate recording people. Did he FaceTime me on the pod? I'm about to assassinate him.
Like,
whoa.
Oh man.
Why would you do that?
Like, this is a nice flow right here. Boom.
I like
you
that.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would, if you was to join AMP, I would not have anything negative to say about it.
You know what's crazy? Low is very reliable. Like, he just does things without having to be asked because he's good at executing, and we need that badly. But also, we would not be able to get him out the dungeon to do the videos that we want to do. There's no way. There's if I said, "Lo, we about to do a swimming video," you're not coming upstairs.
Y'all go ahead.
A boxing
y'all go
video. You might come just to see someone get hit. But you're not gonna hop in the ring though.
I would have hopped in the ring.
I don't think you would have, bro.
But the swimming one, right? I'm not. I don't know. The swim.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos where because I forced myself to do that shit. I didn't want to be in a swimming pool.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't prevent us doing a video, right? I wouldn't
prevent us.
Yeah, us doing a video.
Okay.
I wouldn't prevent us from doing a video. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I got to do it for the AMP team, right? Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't prefer. But I wouldn't prevent us. From making
content,
that's what I'm saying.
Word,
but AMP love, they got a ring to it. I like that.
It do.
I'm gonna stop trolling.
Everyone's like, how come Lowe's not in it? How come Lowe's not in it? How about Lowe?
Nate dead ass spammed it on Twitter, and I just be like, I don't.
And I was like, I don't fuck with him like that, guys.
I don't go outside. I just don't go outside, bro.
Word.
Now this AMP stuff is it's teaching me to be more reliable though. I'm not gonna lie, bro. If it's not about me, I have a hard time putting energy behind it. So
that's crazy.
So yeah, for real. This is something that everybody keeps telling me, and I'm just now realizing it. But the fact that y'all depend on me, just like I depend on y'all to make AMP what it is, is teaching me a whole bunch of responsibility. So.
Word.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good boy. For real, bro. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it if it was for anybody else. So
that's good though. That's good. You gotta, cause y'all right. Cause there ain't too many other people out there dead ass.
Y'all know how many people have asked me to join a whatever, whatever it is, whether it's crews, clans, teams.
Yeah, dead ass. Niggas can't even play 2K together consistently.
Nah.
And all they gotta do is just log on to PS4, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Niggas can't even finish a goddamn My League, online My League. Yeah. Y'all niggas trying to build a fucking a YouTube group.
Come franchise, on. Enterprise.
That's all I'm saying. That shit don't make no sense, bro. That don't make no sense.
Oligopoly.
You good? Because I don't know what you just said, bro.
Yo.
I don't think I do neither. Hey, but that's good though, Duke. I'm learning a lot about executing videos. The videos in the AMP channel is just more complicated than my personal channel. Personal channel, I can just pull up and we'll figure this shit out. But on the AMP channel, you don't come prepared, you're wasting everybody's time. So you kind of had to come
with a whole bunch of time. But it's cool though.
A whole lot of time.
It's cool though. We learning.
Yeah, y'all definitely gonna get better at that.
For sure.
It's gonna take one. Really bad, and maybe the last one was the last time that, but it's gonna be one really bad time y'all come together, and everything's gonna fall apart, and then that's when it's gonna click. Like, all right, we can't do that no more. Like, that's just unacceptable.
I shouldn't even have to get to that point. I feel like
a lot of people just they don't know until it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Word. I feel like us though. I don't feel like it's gonna happen. I feel like we got a little some rocky moments, but I don't think we the type of people that's gonna. Let everything fall apart because we know where it's gonna go.
Exactly.
You know?
So there's no point in throwing that away.
I feel like everybody in here knows 100% the capability that.
For sure.
And it's.
Yeah.
So yeah, we good.
He had to say nothing. I understood.
For sure.
100% understood. Hey, so we have to get to doing AMP videos though. So it's 11:30.
How long? How long we on here, bro?
You gotta be there at 1, right?
Yeah.
No. How long we got on the podcast?
Oh, it's been like an hour. You know, the perfect length for a podcast. I've been trying to tell you.
Hey, wait, you got something else you wanna say?
I got one more
hit,
thing, bro.
Hit
one
us.
Oh my god.
Last time you was here, you was in a relationship. Now you're not no more, bro.
Wait, what? Oh. How do you know that? I don't even know that. Word?
I must not
have been here for
but
that.
But that is correct. I'm not in a relationship no more.
So we got a single Duke in the building. All right, so.
Yeah. Oh, nah.
What that looking like with the Millie now? You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
how they coming at you now?
Actually, since you said that,
okay.
It has been a lot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, but I ain't going for it. I ain't going
for what, though?
Like.
Hey, so I'm not going for no relationship.
Oh, of course not. Oh, of course. So you are you suggesting that I use my my large following to my advantage.
Of course.
I can see that.
That's part of the reason why we're doing it.
You think so?
Hey, I'm about to say, not we.
Hey, nah. A lot of females been like hitting me up on some like, hey, look, and I don't care whoever see this. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't my show. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about it.
Hey, let's talk about
it. Let's talk about this.
2 days ago, bro. Uh-huh. 2 days ago. You know the 1 mil plaque in the hood? When you know what I'm saying?
That's
I posted that picture on Facebook, bro. And it got like a whole bunch of shares and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Everybody congratulating, whatever. And a girl hit me up and was like, hey, she had some badges.
Okay.
So all I responded.
All right.
I responded. I said, you know what I'm saying, what the business is. We chopping it up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so how you, where you like find me from? And she said somebody had shared my picture on her timeline. And I'm like, okay, we chopping it up, and she says that her boyfriend used to watch me. All right, and I'm like, hey, yo,
that's tough.
At first,
that's
I hate
tough.
Hearing that someone used to watch me.
I say, man, right, bro. I was like, I'm good, bro. You know, I can't do nothing like that. I can't, bro. I'm getting one of my subscribers.
She said used to.
But I'm assuming she mean like when they were together.
Okay. That's the impression I got.
Yeah, yeah. Not like he stopped watching me like that. But like I'm a YouTuber who her ex used to watch while they were together. So you know what I'm saying? I'm one of her ex's YouTubers. You know, whatever.
But I wouldn't be insecure. That's wild.
That sounds like petty shit though. She just tried to fuck with you.
Right? Right?
And she make it known.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
To her ex.
Yeah.
That she tried to hit you up.
Yeah, basically I was like, I asked her, how did she know, basically. And she was like, well, my ex used to watch you, you know. And I'm like, that's weird to me. So,
but I wouldn't be insecure about that. I'd be like.
No, I'm not, because I wouldn't wife it anyway.
Exactly.
So, hey.
I'd be like, yo, I was fucking, me and Duke got the same test. That's my name.
Now,
cut it out,
bro,
man.
It's some weird people in the world, bro.
Weird people
in the world.
It's some weird people, but like I'm assuming, like that's like if you and PG fucking the same females.
Yeah, I thought I heard the camera go off.
PG as in Paul George. Okay,
like yeah, me and Paul George. Fuck yeah, like, I'm in that class.
Okay, I can see that.
I think you're trolling, but
no. Like think about that. If a woman go out of her way, to fuck Paul George.
Yeah.
And then go to you. That means like in her mental, me and PG in the same
league.
Also in her mental, she just downgraded drastically from Paul George.
Get along with this guy, right?
This nigga right here, bro. But that's what I'm saying.
She can't even brag about you the way she's about to brag about Paul George. Though.
Like maybe she don't want to brag about me. Maybe she just wants somebody low key. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Hey,
know?
Some females do low key. Nigga,
no. But,
some females do love low key.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, but a lot of females have been reaching out. They've been reaching out. But I ain't going.
They DM you?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I don't DM females. I never have.
That's cap, man.
I swear.
You've never DM'd a female?
No, I have, but only like after they've shown me their interest.
Like liking your photos or leaving a comment or something?
Females real weird about like showing their interest. So they'll... They real discreet, low key with theirs. They might like one day, and then the next day they'll heart your story. The next day they'll go back in like a post. Like they just real
that's
like,
strategic as fuck because you don't get a lot of hearts on stories, bro. Exactly. So you'll see that shit.
So they real low key. So after I see like okay, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that what you got going on. That's when I will. Proceed, not just off no random like she don't know why I exist, but I'm finna go. I don't do that. Yeah.
Okay. Where
I don't do that. Yeah.
Hold on, this is my last question. We always talking about simping. You know,
simping.
What I'm saying?
Davis is the biggest simp. Just want to let y'all know that.
No,
go ahead,
Davis now. Don't even talk to nobody. He's simp. That is. But. Somebody of your caliber, dude. I'm assuming you've never simped before in your life, have you?
This question is a setup. Just let you know.
Hold on. Yeah, I ain't gonna count for you though. Describe what do you consider simping?
Well, me and Agent came to the conclusion that simping is when you act out of character.
For a female.
For a female, you know.
Yes, I have simped before.
See, that's what I mean. Yeah, wow. I don't understand when niggas be telling me they never simp, because hey, really, look, low key, almost everybody's simped at some point.
In the beginning stage of like getting into females and stuff like that, you don't know what to do and not to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
he speaking facts.
Bro, when I was in the army, bro, I had a girl just dragging me, bro. And I was still like, acting to her like she haven't done nothing wrong to me. Like, exactly. She's going weeks without talking to me. And when she hit me up, bro, it's fine. I understand. You know what I'm saying? That was...
Oh, shit.
You good?
Oh, no, you good.
Well, let me just make sure that
That was me simping. You know
exactly.
What I don't care what you're doing to me right now. I will accept you back. You know what I'm saying? But not no more though. Man, not no more. I ain't simping about it.
You playing now. You milly. You know what I'm saying? You got to simp with a mill.
I wasn't simping with one sub at that point. I learned my lesson. And now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can see Agent simping though.
Why does everybody say that?
Look at me. Yes. Yes.
Hey, look, he can cap all he want.
You know that nigga simp. How we going?
If he's not doing it now, he has before.
He's done it within the time he's been in here, dude.
I don't, why are you lying, bro?
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't know about that right there. But
you've never simped, Agent?
Not to the degree you're fucking saying.
No. Never. Have you ever simped? Yes or no?
For sure. But
okay then.
But not at a 7 out of 10,
yes,
bro.
You did.
Not at a 7 out of 10. Because if my shit,
you've
is
ever
a 7,
simped in this house? I dare you to lie. I dare you to lie.
It is not about me, bro. This is the Duke podcast, man.
Look at you.
It's a Duke
podcast. It's a yes or no question.
Yeah, you capping if you say you haven't simped, bro.
You cap.
Hey, no, because Lo says everything is simping, though. That's
nigga, are you going to answer the question or not?
You just run around claiming everything is simping.
You ain't going to answer. You simp. Bro, you simp. It's cool, though. That's the thing. Like, people be acting like, oh, nah, I ain't sim. Like, I'm cool. Like, but you always weren't where you are right now. You always ain't had a game. Yeah. You had to learn. You had to make mistakes. And so, at some point, everybody simped. That's
fine. But here's the problem, Lo. I'm not saying I didn't, bro. I'm just saying I didn't do it at a 7 out of 10.
But you simped, though, right? All right, that's what I'm talking about,
It would
bro.
Fall in the category.
You simped, bro.
But it was no 7. I said.
But you simped, right?
But peep, because you asked me this question before. I said I did it at a 4 out of 10. That's it.
What kind of, are you ranging it?
Yeah, like a scale.
Yeah, it's a simp
4.
Scale. It's a simp scale.
It's a simp scale?
It's a simp scale, man.
Agent at his peak was at a 7.
I was okay.
At a 7.
No, bro. 7 is a lot. I wasn't at a 7. I was at a 4. You know what I mean?
I'm opposite simp now, man.
Cool. Negatives?
I'm cool, man. I'm just be chilling.
For
you know
sure.
So you nonchalant.
You ain't got to do nothing for it. You know what I'm saying? If I got to go out of my way for it, I ain't going to do it, right? That's where you at?
Yeah. Hey, whoever calling me right now, stop.
Jesus Christ.
They're going to watch this podcast and obey.
I got all my answers, bro. You know, if Duke simping, if Agent simping, if I'm simping, I can simp too. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it. Don't make it a habit. Don't do it forever.
What's up with your tweet you put out the other day, Lo? You know what I mean? You put out a tweet.
She is.
Yo, you use the white Twitter?
Yeah. I don't use Twitter on my phone. I use it on my PC.
You use a white Twitter on PC too?
Yeah.
So you on dark mode that thing?
Wow. You're nasty.
What's wrong with you? He definitely simps then. Nah, I know.
He definitely simps.
I don't know what that means, but
yo, you kill me, bro.
But my Twitter game is actually impeccable, I realized. Not that I wish I cared about Twitter clout, because I get gassed about like how my Twitter's doing well. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't give a fuck. It's just a fun platform.
It is.
That's the only reason I'm on there. I could not give a fuck about growth or nothing.
But people don't even know I be trolling on Twitter sometimes. Cause I just
the excuse for whatever he about.
Okay, so man, I'm gonna put out on.
It's just a troll though. Whatever he about to pull up is just a troll. I don't know what he about to pull up.
It's not a troll though, bro. Hey, you might have to cut out the tabs, man. You about to spoil something I got going on.
You got porn on that?
No, it was a pitch I was working on. Why would I have porn? You know I don't watch that shit no more.
Cap.
Why would I cap about that? I used to watch that shit all the time, but I cut it out because it's mad unhealthy.
It is.
People pretend like it's not, But it is, though.
Hey, it is. It gives you a perception of that. That's not even real.
Not even real, deadass.
Yeah.
Okay, so you put out this tweet to your one and only. I don't even know at this point. One day you have the love of your life on Bumble. Next day you out here simping on fucking Twitter. You put out this tweet, you know, pretty lost pink. Why are you ducking me on 2K smoke? And, you know, you almost as if like a last resort because she wasn't responding to you no more. You just went on Twitter about it. I was like, man, he
but
down.
She did respond.
I was on my phone last night, like, oh man, he down
pretty
bad.
Pretty Lost Pink. Why are you still ducking me on the 2K smoke? Ducking.
One more reason time. Why I said ducking.
Dot.
Oh, wait, ducking.
So why?
The
reason,
reason
why that's why you put this out.
The reason why I said ducking like that is because I ain't gonna hold you. I put a tweet before and I typed in ducking and it auto corrected me and it went to. Fucking.
Oh, yeah? And it's usually like, the other way around, though, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so they got you on there. Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, no, I meant to say ducking. Like, let me get that straight, ducking.
Okay.
Okay. If you were playing.
Oh, because, oh, look, someone screenshotted your original. Why are you still fucking me with the 2K? Hey, look, you bugging, man. You bugging, my guy.
Hey, yo! I put that tweet out, and I was like, yo, why this shit blowing up more than it normally be blowing up?
Yo, what's funny is you didn't want us to notice this shit right here.
Hey,
and you're talking like, we stay right here.
And he was looking over here the whole time like, hey, yo.
Hey,
like,
low, this shit blowing up way known, more. Man. Make your intentions known. I mean, I believe in you, though, but I just don't want to be up at night looking at my phone, seeing you that desperate. It's not a good look for you. And, you know, it makes, like, the prospect of you. It makes the prospect of you join.
I'm a good friend.
No.
So I don't even really violate Agent. Because
you're trying to be
really
A&P, right? But we, like, it's a bad look for A&P, bro. Yo. You see this?
Hey, Twitter definitely violated you, though, bro.
Yeah, they did.
Hey.
But I can't even violate Agent the way I really want to violate him. He's a good friend.
Yeah. You know what's funny? People don't know this, but when someone with clout likes your photo, Twitter recommends the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So that's why I just like
Agent
that
Zero liked whatever. And that's been blow up.
I'll be asking him to gas it too with the regular
with
shit.
Regular?
Man, this nigga gassing troll ass pics, bro. That's crazy as hell.
Yo.
Because you're not serious. You know I gas you up if you're serious, man.
Yo.
You know, hey. you bring someone serious around. You know, I gas you. I'll be like,
I can't even bring nobody around.
No. I swear to God. If you brought someone serious to the crib, low, I'd be like, I just pretend like you ran this shit. I'd be like, yo, can I use your M4? You mind? You know what I mean? I'd just be like,
terrible because if she was serious, then she would eventually know that's not my actual car.
But
yeah, you should never.
I'm memeing though.
Don't do that.
But as
see,
like,
and that's the reason why I can't bring nobody around the house.
Why do you think
like
I'm gonna violate? Low, if you bring someone serious, I'm not gonna violate. I'm not reckless. You're reckless.
Am I?
Yes.
The amount of things I can say right now, and I'm not saying it. So am I reckless?
You can't say shit, bro.
Okay.
You can't say shit.
Hey, one question before this. Do you consider any females in the 2K community legit?
What is legit?
Like attractive? Look good?
Looks wise.
That's definitely a question we gotta ask Davis when he gets on the pod in a few years. Cause that he's not even know how to act with that question.
What's 2K? He's my streamers too, like in general?
Any female in the 2K community.
The only one I got my eyes for is Pretty Little Pink.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay.
Don't gas up this fucking troll answer.
But to be honest, I don't even like really know him like that because I just got on to what's the chick we be trolling on Twitter?
Talking about Pretty Little Pink?
No, Gamer Girl Chaz. Okay. I just realized.
Why did you say we? Because I don't engage in that.
I'll be doing it, yeah. Because the whole, she said, put that arch. Picture out, and I was like, bro, you got an ironing board, stop playing.
Oh, okay,
yeah, because she was just like straight men over,
but she did that so she can get it. You see that? So she did that knowing that legend of
Trey. I get that, but like outside of that, I really don't even know, like, yeah, I don't sure. really know too many on dead ass. And then he just put me on a whisper green not so long ago.
Who's that? I don't even know that.
She's a Twitch streamer.
Oh,
And she, I don't even think she really be playing 2K like that. She be
nah,
really
she
going,
does.
She do, but when, every single time I be scrolling by Twitch, she just be like just chilling and
for sure. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, Gamer Loves Chess is the only like female 2K person I know. So if y'all know for somebody sure. else, y'all let me in, y'all put me on, but I don't really know nobody else.
Nah, that's a bad business decision to do something like that. Very yeah. bad. Very
I'm
bad.
I'm assuming
business.
Ain't nobody do you ain't
I don't know.
What's
I don't pay no attention to them.
Okay, so. Yeah. I don't really know.
I don't pay no attention to females that are out my reach, basically. Like, these females probably live in what? Other states, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I just feel like there's no reason for me to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For sure.
I'm about to say they're definitely your reach, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
They're definitely your reach.
Yeah, but. Yeah, whatever.
Something you want to say, Lo?
No, nigga, Duke can fuck them. I don't play that serious, man.
Word.
It ain't none.
Okay. Hey, I ain't never did that, though.
Would you do it, though?
Would I fly a female out?
No. Hell no.
Whoa.
No. I'm just talking about if the occasion was right, I'm assuming you're going to say no to flying a female out.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. If the occasion was right, like both of y'all were in the same environment, like would you fuck? I mean, the opportunity was there, would you fuck? That's what I'm saying.
A 2K female?
Yeah.
That is bad for business, bro. Yeah. I've seen mm-hmm. and like the rumors and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
about like two.
Yeah, what are you about to say next? Be careful.
No.
I'm not gonna say. I don't name
yeah, drop.
I've seen like on Twitter like drama about like two content creators who've done something and it came out like, and now they talking shit about each other. And you stink. This that. Yo, I don't want to be, because I don't like negative energy like on my name on social media.
I hear you.
So I wouldn't.
The only one, Pretty Love Pink, bro.
Oh, yeah? Hey, you really on that, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm really on that. That ass.
Yeah, okay.
He's trolling, Duke. Stop gassing it.
Am I?
No, stop gassing it.
So bro. Am I trolling or are you going to show up the tweet? Because which one is it?
Which tweet are you referring to?
I'm just saying, are you showing my tweets to her, but then you still say I'm trolling. So which one is it?
Yeah, because this look, when you're bored, you troll to the max just to find entertainment. Really? Look, we went to Pike's, just some pint fucking store. He was so bored, he just finding people to bother. I'll take your cart from you. Thank you, ma'am. Let me grab that. You need that?
Was he acting like a buggy boy?
Yeah, like weird. Just to be, just because he's
bored.
He's so bored, bro.
Oh, man.
So when he's really bored like that, I can't take anything he says seriously.
Yeah, don't be listening to them, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to vibe with you on a higher level, Pretty Love Pink, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, Robert Apart?
Yeah.
All right, people. Shout out to my man, Dude Dennis, you know what I'm saying, for coming through in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Sir,
AMP gang. Yo, you got any last words, agent?
It's going to be a long couple days, man. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a long month for me, man. But it make me better, though. You know what I mean?
A lot of big moves.
And we have some videos planned for next month's AMP shoot. I got to get in way better shape for those. So I got a lot of, like, you know, I got a lot of shit.
I hate when Duke says that.
What?
Yeah, me too. I got to get
man,
shape.
Man, y'all, bro, I am.
But he does, though.
Yeah.
I know, but I just.
Because his baseline is fucking right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't mean that he can't get way better.
I'm going to get way better, trust me.
Anything to look out for? What you do? Anything on the horizon?
I don't think so, man. AMP, that's it, man.
AMP, all right. Shout out to everybody listening on Google, Stitcher, Apple, of course, Know the gang, you know what I'm saying? Oxcore, you know what I'm saying? Look out for my second channel, you know what I'm saying? Links will always be in the description.
You're not gonna make that shit. You make it already? You're not gonna pull the trigger on it, though. You're gonna procrastinate. I feel like you about to talk about it for a while before you do it.
Which is very understandable.
You about to talk about it for at least
people
a
need
months.
That hype. You know what I'm saying?
You know I'm gonna keep hyping you up too. I'm like, man, you got this, Lo. You come on now.
I can't stand,
come on, Lo.
Can't stand. Hey,
I think in no time it's gonna be bigger than your main channel. Because you're a good basketball informant, but you're also very entertaining. You can't be entertaining in a basketball informant. On your main channel, you just inform people too much.
I'm born in shit. I don't know what you're talking about. But with that being said, yo, we'll see you all next time. Peace.